shorts guy out here in the rain.
That dude is going to work out. Doesn't care how wet he gets.
Yep. Guy loves to get wet.
Hello. This is the heart of hip hop 24/7. Commercial free. I am Coolio with the flow. This is Baxby. Sirius XM. Motherfucker.
Thank you, Coolio.
It was a long day of podcasting.
Yeah, I guess it was, wasn't it?
Pretty much the whole day.
Yeah, an entire day. Drama King's in the building.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Look out.
My throat's holding up okay.
Yeah, I feel okay today, even after that full day. It's usually only if I'm talking at loud volumes that the throat gets chewed up.
Yeah. Real fucking brain tired, though.
I don't know, something about the podcast stuff, like, doesn't actually tire me out the way video stuff does.
Yeah.
Or, I guess... I mean,
we are in videos, aren't we? Video,
but, you know... But, like, quick look style stuff usually...
Well, that requires you to be more nimble on your feet and brain, because you have to talk and play at the same time.
Sure, sure. But even just, like, sitting in on stuff.
Sure.
But maybe then it's, like, it's a little more nimble, because it's, like, it is, like, in-the-moment reaction to stuff. I guess podcasting's not that different from that, but, yeah, I don't know. Something about podcasting is very relaxing and low-key for me, in that I kind of just feel like I could just go.
Sure.
Like, if everyone was totally down, and I would probably never suggest it, but if someone had said, like, you just want to do day 5 right now, after we finish that one, I probably would have been like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, we at least get everything but the final category? I don't know. Yeah, sure. Like, I would have been up for it. But... I don't know. I can definitely see where you're coming from, too.
Yeah, it's, you know... I'm not surprised. Conversations are an inherently exhausting thing to me, and doing a lot of them over a lot of days tends to drain me pretty heavily.
So for me, it's conversations with people that I don't know.
Right. No, that's way more exhausting, yeah. For sure.
But, like, with you guys, that's easy. I love doing that. Right? Having you guys out makes it more fun. Like, yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to make it sound like I'm not having a good time.
Why do you hate me?
I'm enjoying the conversations. I just my ability to concentrate on anything by the end of a work day is just non-existent.
Yeah.
And if I was trying to do this without the aid of ADHD meds, I would be a fucking wreck.
Mm.
A white woman, they would have preferred Barack, a black man, to be president. So, even white women have to take a step back between any race of man. Like, we are still the inferior sex, and no matter what qualifications we have, no matter what we can do, if a man is ahead of us, it's like he's going to be the number one pick.
Well, history in America proves that. That's what you know, but that's the history. That's what it was built on.
I come to Kay Slay's show for this type of heady discourse.
For the best takes.
Yeah. Start raining
this afternoon.
Huh.
When we went out for food, it had started to drizzle a little bit.
I brought a lunch, so this is all a fucking mystery to me.
Yeah,
like, we finished podcasting and then I looked outside and not only was it dark, but it was also wet. I was really confused.
That's fair.
You a big Haley Steinfeld fan?
I haven't really actually heard any of her music. I only really know her as the girl from True Grit.
Okay. I had only heard of her from us turning the station on and this screen in my car saying Haley Steinfeld.
I believe she's part of the Taylor Swift posse.
Taylor Swift has a posse?
Oh, she's got a posse. But yeah, no, she's a good actress. I haven't really seen her in anything besides True Grit, but she was very, very good in that. And I knew that she had an album out, but I had never heard any of it.
I thought that True Grit was the John Cena reality show.
It might also be that, but I'm talking about the Coen Brothers remake of the, I think it was John Wayne movie.
Okay.
That Bulletstorm remake is officially $60. It's up.
Sweet. That's a good call. If more of you had bought Battleborn, maybe things could have gone differently.
You know, with that trade-off, I think people made the right choice.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll eventually buckle on that and be like, hey, if you bought it on PC and own a Steam copy, we're going to at least give you a discount or something. I think there's been a lot of years and a lot of business changes between these Battlestorm releases, so I get why the new publisher and the new owner of the IP and all this other stuff would be looking to get theirs, but in a day and age when, like, the Darksiders remaster was given for free to people who owned it on Steam, and they went through the similar IP transitions and all this other stuff.
Is like, that Duke Nukem Premium, baby?
Sure. I mean, I like Battleborn, but I would not recommend people pay full price for a remake of Battleborn. Or, I'm sorry, not Battleborn, fucking Bulletstorm.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say you like Battleborn.
No, I meant to say
Bulletstorm. For God's sakes, man.
I meant to say Bulletstorm. Sorry. Just straight up Gearbox publishing, right?
Like, I believe so.
He's not involved in this mess?
Not to my knowledge.
I wonder how, what the ownership status of the Borderlands IP is. Like, how much of it, if any, Gearbox controls, or if they're now just tethered to 2K.
I would hazard to guess that with the financial investment that 2K has made in that studio and that franchise, they have a not insignificant ownership stake of that franchise.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That is a pure guess, though.
Especially for, like, how long that thing was in development and the changes it went through and stuff like that. Like, presumably, at some point, Gearbox would have been like, we need to fund this game, and as we're the Gearbox that hasn't made Borderlands yet, we maybe don't have the money to do that. I don't know, maybe Brothers in Arms. People like it. It bums me out that Gearbox has, like, become this, like, object of ridicule in some circles. Like, I feel like things could have gone very differently for that studio when
yeah.
they were on the rise, and
yeah,
like, they deserve better, but at the same time, I feel like they kind of put themselves in this position.
I think for me, it's more the realization that deep down, they were always this thing that has become this object of ridicule. They were just
yeah.
better at hiding it before.
Right. Yeah, you're probably.
And it's a shame, because I do like some of their games. Like, I was never a big Brothers in Arms fan, but those games seemed like, when they were good, they were really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as Borderlands didn't hook me the way it did a lot of other people, I admire what those games are. Even if I don't love the humor in them,
yeah.
I think design-wise, like, there is some very fucking cool shit in those games.
Yeah, like, I wish that Borderlands 2 had gone a different direction. Like, I wish that they had expanded on slightly different concepts, you know, of the gameplay than they ended up expanding on.
Right.
And I wish that they had never made the pre-sequel, because I think that's a...
Well, they didn't make
no,
it.
No, you're right. I think they had our, like, writing credits on it.
Yeah, so the writers and I think some producers and designers, like, had
yeah.
oversight on that game, but it was not developed by them.
It was all 2K Australia.
Yep. which I'm not even sure is still a studio. Because remember, there was that big purge of studios from Australia a few years back over the course of time. Like, there's almost
the
nothing.
The radiation got them.
Yeah.
I mean, pre-sequel is not that old, you know?
It was like 2 or 3 years old now, right?
Yeah. Something like that. Hey, you like hip-hop?
Yes.
Then check this out. Hey, like a chomp. Hey, like a chomp. Hey, like a chomp. Hey.
This is what y'all motherfuckers want, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is a song that almost went on my Extra Life playlist and I ended up cutting for time. Mm. Because it's actually like almost 5 minutes long.
Oh. Also, it sucks.
Well, yeah, I threw a few songs in there just to kind of fuck with people.
Yeah, for funsies. I mean, yeah. You gotta, you know, people are donating.
That's how Smash Mouth's All-Star made it its way in there.
That's just a quality song.
People in shorts running in the rain.
Yeah.
Michael asks, how much time did I spend allotting time for your stream and planning song strategy? More time than I would care to admit. I had a rough playlist that was way too long by about 12 hours. So I chopped a whole bunch of that kind of right out of the gate, and then I had something that was about 16. And then I sat and stared at that for a long time and got down to what I ended up having. And then as far as like planning it out, I just sort of, I grouped a bunch of songs together, and if it ran over 2 hours, then I switched some stuff out into different places.
Yeah, just kind of figuring like you were going to need a break about every 2 hours.
Yeah.
At
minimum.
At minimum.
Yeah, I mean, and in the end, the playlist ended up being about, like, 145, 150 each, so I would have, like, 10 or 15 minute breaks.
Yeah.
And then the song orders were just, like, I kind of randomized them, and then, like, I had an idea of what I wanted to open and close with, and everything else was just kind of shoved in there where I thought it would sound good.
Yeah.
I was one of those dork-ass kids that spent way too much time making mixtapes as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm asked to make any kind of playlist, I tend to obsess to a way unnecessary degree.
Yeah. I've let go of all that. I used to have that bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
I don't do that much anymore. Like, You know, I tend to just, like, throw albums on or fucking randomize shit on my phone. I don't spend a lot of time making playlists anymore.
Yeah.
So this is a rare opportunity to dive back into a sick obsession.
For me, like, I use all those star ratings in iTunes and then build playlists that way. And so I can just be like, what are the 5-star songs? Songs that I feel are really good right now. The thing is I don't update them enough to to, like, deprecate the star ratings as I get tired of songs.
Sure.
Like, I didn't... Let's fucking... All right. Play this 5-star playlist and see what's going on. Now,
I am Shorty. IB411.
I am Shorty. Yeah, no, I still like this song. I would leave this as a 5-star song.
I don't think I ever heard this song. Okay, wait, I have heard this song. I've heard the chorus of this song.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Real dope dealers for real. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Push it. Mike will push it. Johnny, move that dope. Johnny, move that dope. Move that dope. Move that dope. Johnny, move that dope. Johnny, move that dope. Johnny, move that dope.
And this is just a classic. As far as I'm concerned. I'm no Future fan.
No, it's a good song,
but...
Do you like Schoolboy Q at all?
Yeah. Yeah, that album that came out this year.
Yeah.
This year, right?
Yeah, it was.
Is good.
Sam was way into that album this year, and maybe listened to it. I at first I didn't like it at all, and then the second time I was like, actually, there's something here.
Yeah, there's stuff on that album that is really great. I think it's better than his last album. I don't love every single track on it.
Yeah. I think it starts a little slow. Like, it doesn't, like, the first couple of tracks aren't great. But.
Yeah. I think I only listen to it in actual track order, like, once or twice. Like, I just kind of don't. Like, I'll oftentimes try to make my first listen to an album I'm, like, anticipating that way. But. Sometimes I don't even manage that.
I think I like this song because it just kind of reminds me of that very specific area or era of Dirty South rap. Like this feels like it could have come from a fucking No Limit production.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than I think a lot of that stuff was, but it feels in keeping with that.
In keeping with the, there are a bunch of people on this track rapping about drugs.
Juveniles in the background.
Yeah, okay. I mean, Future, I feel like, is definitely kind of just generally speaking, he is the future of that lane.
Sure.
In his own weird way, I guess. That said, I think Pusha T is peerless. No one is better.
No real argument from me.
I guess I will listen to that Childish Gambino album at some point here.
I hear it's real good.
Yeah.
And I am not the biggest fan of Childish Gambino.
Same here.
But people I trust say it is good.
I saw people saying that it was almost like a neo-soul album. Or something.
That sounds that sure. Sounds all right to me.
Yeah, like this last couple things he put out, people falling all like, never really worked for me the same way as it seems to for a lot of other people.
Sure.
I mean, I feel like this song would be better if this verse didn't exist. But it's pretty short. I don't know who Casino is.
And I don't want to.
But he's here doing his thing.
According to Drew Bador, questions.com. Now,
next point, I think an actual site for people to post questions.
Okay.
On the bitch.
Well, I feel like knowing this now, we have to take some Rickhams up.
Okay, all right.
We're almost there, so almost there. Ready your bridge questions. I will give the all clear to post them. Yeah, I've only heard this album once in the background while I was making dinner,
yeah.
So I wasn't paying close attention to it. Alright, this is close enough to the bridge. I think we can start feeding the questions in.
Yeah.
Give us your bridge questions, folks.
Let's hear them.
Chris Harris, best bridge.
I feel like the Dumbarton Bridge took a very fascinating turn in sneakers.
So that was the Dumbarton, that's not the San Mateo.
Pretty sure it's the Dumbarton Bridge.
Okay, yeah, I that's what I always thought. But I actually don't know if the movie ever says that out loud. I don't think it does. It's a good bridge.
Yeah.
I do feel like they fucked up a little by not mentioning the Richmond Bridge. I mean, granted, no one ever drive across the Richmond Bridge, but it is a bridge in the Bay Area.
Yep. Yeah. And, like, if you were had someone in the trunk of your car and you were taking them somewhere that they wouldn't be found, Richmond's a great place for that.
Sure. Aza Slice asks, what is your favorite Game Boy / Game Boy Color game?
WCW Mayhem.
Okay.
No. Mario's Picross, maybe.
Okay.
Super Mario Land, maybe.
Is that Wario, that first
Kirby's
Wario?
Pinball Land? The first Wario game?
Wario Land, or the first Wario game, like, platformer game?
Yeah.
Was that game first?
Yeah, sure. Motocross Maniacs? Yeah, I'd pick those.
Okay. Devin asks, bridge question, is KRS One's The Bridge Is Over a classic?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'll buy that.
I think it's better than MC Shan's song about the bridge.
Sure. But none of it is better than James Brown saying, take it to the bridge.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
It's a high bar to cross. Thank you for your bridge questions, everyone.
Yeah. There's a brief tunnel coming up here, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to...
Yes, I still like this song. This is still a 5-star song.
Sure.
I was happy to see this turn up in Watch Dogs 2.
Oh yeah, this is on that soundtrack, isn't it? Is it?
Yes.
Is it on the pop station?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't listened to that one a ton. I mostly listen to hip-hop and the punk station.
I would just have, like, cars drive by, and the thing would pop up and say, there's a song, and I would hit it. And then I didn't actually listen to the radio much in that game. But when that popped up as a song I had found, I was like, oh, hey, hooray.
Huh. All right.
Say Pepsi, getting out there.
What do you think about the song collecting aspect in Watch Dogs 2?
I think it's a very modern thing, and I appreciate that, but also... I don't know. It's like, it's... I definitely had cases where I was trying to pull up the menu, but someone drove by and a song I didn't have was playing, and it caused that interface to pop up instead. And
sure.
That was shitty.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it's a bad idea. I just don't think it's executed super well.
No, it's like it's pointless. It's yeah. Hey, check us out. We did this because we could, and because that's an internet thing, like, that we can tap into, like a, you know, an app thing we can do, and make you, like, look at it and go, huh, all right, no, that's a thing people do.
Yeah.
Look at that. I felt that they should have had the radio stations be radio edits, and then when you Shazam them, you get the real versions. But also, I never once played music from a playlist in that game.
Right. Yeah, I just turned the radio on, or I just hit shuffle on everything.
Because I would just want to... I mean, I kind of just wanted to hear what was going on around me.
Right. And the ambient music in that game is good,
yep.
So sometimes not having that licensed soundtrack around is beneficial.
Yeah.
It's
So I guess I would say I think that feature is cute but superfluous.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 3 does have a very good soundtrack.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I think their rap station is, like, almost embarrassing.
I think for a modern blockbuster driving game, that's about the level I expect from one of their raps. I don't I don't necessarily expect Playground or Turn 10 to have great rap curators on their staff. Maybe that's giving them too much of a pass. I don't know, but I didn't mind it.
I isn't fucking It's Tricky in that game?
Yes, that it's and
fucking, come on,
Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah, there's a DMX song in there.
Yeah.
Like, but that's, to me, it was like, the DMX song is in there, that's great. And it's the radio edit, which normally I would hate, but in this one specific case, it's the right move.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it felt all over the place in a way that, like, a radio station never would be, and, you know, I think they could have done way better. And also, like, I normally like their electronic, you know, like, their dance stations I usually like a lot better than I did in this one. There just wasn't, I was pretty disappointed with the music overall in that game, I'd say.
Devin mentions Aesop Rock. That Aesop Rock song is in, like, 4 different games. They licensed the shit out of that because that album came out this year.
And it's like, it's, you know, like,
it's a good song, but
I have no qualms with Aesop Rock. I just think, like, it's a weird playlist to put onto one station. Like, at some point, they should have just decided, well, we're going to have a throwback rap station and a modern one. Like, I think they just did bad with, like, current hip-hop in a lot of ways. Like, there's...
Yeah, that's fair.
You could make the argument that, of course, a radio station in Australia might not get hip-hop right. Maybe it does. I don't know. I've never been there. But, that... They've done better with music overall. I felt like there was no, like, marquee song. Like that fucking, like, Lord Fustang track in 2.
Right.
Where I was just like, fucking, yeah, alright. Like that Funkstar Deluxe track in fucking Project Gotham Racing.
Sure. Flash X. Mafi 3 does have a great soundtrack.
Which game?
Mafi 3.
Oh.
I kind of wish they went a little deeper with some of the cuts. Like, a lot of it is, like, here is your greatest hits collection of this decade.
Right. Yeah.
Like, there's some times I wish the radio got a little more obscure in places, but, you know, it's all good music. And the songs they pick for, like, some of their big set piece moments are good.
Are all the set piece moments, like, really big, like, mainstream, like super popular songs too?
They don't overdo it. Like, there's only a few scenes where they really, like, throw the pop music to a big sequence thing. Yeah. Like, there's a sequence where you've just been blown up in this giant fucking riverboat, and you're hunting the bad guy's idiot fucking foghorn leghorn ass brother through the swamp, and, like, Run Through the Jungle is playing while you're stalking this dude, and he's just, like, blind firing into the night looking for you but can't find you. I like that scene a lot.
I like it when movies and I guess to a lesser extent games can like take a song and really kind of make it their own.
You don't want to miss a thing in fucking Saints Row.
Yeah. In a way that almost ruins the song.
Yes.
Like the like because you can no longer think about that song without thinking about Reservoir Dogs or something, right. You know.
Yeah, and in other stuff, like you get almost mad.
Right. Like, how dare you?
Like, some dumb fucking movie with The Rock before The Rock became huge. They tried to do a big sequence to Just Dropped In from Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, you don't get to do this in this bad fucking Dwayne Johnson, Billy Bob Thornton movie. That's yeah. You're not allowed.
That one got burned up. I don't know why this just reset back to... Like, it was just done with this playlist. I think there are more songs on it, but maybe I'm wrong.
It said, nope, you have had enough.
Apparently I have 5 songs that I've rated 5 stars.
But what a 5.
I think what happened is at some point I took a lot of the 5-star songs and moved them down to 4 stars.
Right.
Because I was like, I'm getting to be done with these songs. But they're still better than the 3-star songs.
Making Time in Rushmore, Paper Planes, and Pineapple Express.
I'm trying to think, like, I haven't seen Pineapple Express since it came out. Like, I know that that song is in that movie, but I can't remember, like, is there a specific great context that is used in?
God, what was the fucking scene? It's been a while since I watched it, too. Like, I remember that song being in that movie.
Yeah,
it stands out. I just can't remember the exact scene that it's in. That movie is great. It's the only Seth Rogen, James Franco movie I feel like I can recommend in earnest.
How many others are there?
There are many.
Oh.
There was Your Highness, I think. There was a... fucking This Is the End... There's been some other shit that they've... there was that fucking North Korea movie, which was horrendous.
What did you think of Spring Breakers?
I like Spring Breakers a lot.
Me too.
That thing is...
Feel-good hit.
Is... And I don't really like Harmony Korine very much.
Yeah.
I find his style of filmmaking interesting, if just utterly abrasive for the most part.
Uh-huh.
But that movie has something.
Yeah.
That I really latched on to. And that whole fucking scene where, like, they're all dancing to Britney Spears by the pool, he's playing fucking piano.
Yep.
God!
There was talk about making an entirely different Spring Breakers movie using footage they shot for Spring Breakers.
I remember.
And I don't think that ever materialized, and I don't want to give up that dream. Like, that's one of my 2 remix dreams. The fucking remixed version of that Daft Punk album that they said they were going to do.
Yes.
And the fucking Spring Breakers remix.
I hope they do it.
I hope the remixed Spring Breakers is just 45 minutes of Jeff Jarrett.
God, that's right. He was the fucking youth minister.
Yeah.
That's... fucking watch Spring Breakers.
I kind of do, too. I got other stuff I gotta do, but...
But is any of it more important than watching Spring Breakers?
No. Maybe. Just what a fucking fever dream of a film.
Damn near perfection.
Yeah. In that specific stuff, like, that's not, I don't think that can be an unqualified recommendation.
No.
But
I would also.
But I agree.
I feel like anyone that I have deemed cool enough to allow to occupy my orbit, I would pull them aside and say, yo, you should see Spring Breakers. You might not like it, but you should see it. Yes, Gucci Mane is totally the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah.
Insofar as there is a bad guy in that
movie.
Right,
yeah.
Two out of five stars, apparently, on Amazon user reviews for that movie.
I believe it.
Yeah. Because people are fucking Philistines, and they don't know art when they see it.
Yeah. Spring Breakers is too beautiful for your world. This song was in Battlefield Hardline.
I thought we agreed to never discuss that game again.
But it's my favorite part of Battlefield Hardline.
There weren't a lot to choose from. Ass, have I seen Neon Demon? I have not yet. I do kind of want to watch it, despite the fact that I hated Only God Forgives.
What is Neon? What is Neon Demon?
It is the latest movie from Nicholas Winding Refn. So I'm like real all over the place with that dude and the things he makes. Like, I love Drive. I think Valhalla Rising is fascinating, if just completely unrecommendable to other people. Bronson is some of the weirdest shit I've ever watched, but I like it a lot. And Only God Forgives is horrible. So at some point I will give Neon Demon a shot, I just don't know when.
Amanda Blank would rap more.
Sure. Yes, I have seen Into the Void.
I always meant to watch it, but then I sat down and started trying to watch it, and then was just like, okay, I need a little more fucking time and a little more patience to really handle this.
Or at least a little more booze.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a movie I recommend watching sober. Or if you do watch it sober, well, you just gotta be in a real specific state of mind.
Yeah.
Right.
you ever watch Hardcore Henry?
I have not seen Hardcore Henry.
I feel like I somehow ended up being the only person that saw that movie, which as someone who never sees movies is a weird place to be.
But at the same time, there's probably a good reason why that was a movie that brought you out of all things.
Well, so it was because I had a night to kill in a weird town and was at this really weird barren mall that had a movie theater that no one was at. And it was playing, and I was like, oh, well, I've heard, I mean, yeah, I guess I do actually kind of want to see this weird thing. And then made a night of it. I ate a hot dog. Bought some shoes in that mall. That was during my quest to Central California when I was looking for my client, Dr. Tracksuit.
Ah, yes.
Before he resurfaced.
I think every time I looked at promotional materials for Hardcore Henry, it just made me want to Crank 3.
Yeah. I mean, yes. It is, and it is no Crank 3. I would never... That is a...
It's not the same thing. I know.
No, it, yeah.
But...
But I will say, in... As far as movies that are structured like video games go, it kind of never stops and is a weird fucking thing that as they reveal more and more about the state of the world and the characters in it just kind of gets weirder. And then the final confrontation, like the final boss of that game might as well be a King of Fighters character.
Okay. Okay.
At some point, it's like, is this just like their weird take on Iori or fucking Orochi fucking... it's just... It's a fucking weird thing that I am glad I watched, because it's a thing. And it's not just one cut. Like, even though it is a first-person movie, there are... a lot of cuts in that movie, but that only serves to make it that much more manic. They're just like, fuck it, we're gonna cut to the next fucking interesting thing that happens to this guy.
Right.
Abruptly and with zero warning.
How do you think it would be to try and watch that movie in VR?
You wouldn't want it. Nah. Well, so camera movement is a very important thing in that movie.
Right.
In terms of what they're specifically showing you and when. And I think setting you in a 360-degree version of that would remove any cinematic qualities it had, because you would lose the ability to kind of direct the viewer's eyes at things.
Sure.
Like, it would be impossibly hard to follow. And potentially sickening.
Fair enough.
Me encanta mucho. Tú sabes que voy más.
This album is pretty good. I think this came out this year.
I have not heard this.
Picture me debating, no time to argue with you artists. If you do a song with me, I'm probably just targeting your market, and then I take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose, cause hoes wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the news, scramble eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still conceal skill that Beretta is recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mascara era, so never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era, dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like fuck your new releases. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask them native NYers like the Empire Building. I'm just Empire Building.
I will say, hunching over that microphone for the last several days has been doing a number on my neck.
We need taller mic stands, closer mic stands,
yeah.
Like something with more of an arc. It's why I set it up on the bumper instead of letting it sit on the felt, because it's too low.
Like, I'm trying to stay as, keep my spine as straight as I can, but it's... So also, I recently learned that I have a condition called thoracic outlet syndrome.
Okay.
Which basically means that my collarbone, or the first rib on the left side, is pressing on the veins and nerves more than it is supposed to. And that is why I have been having these intermittent neck and shoulder pains for, like, 5 years now.
Okay. Something they can... do about that, or is it just like surgery that is probably not like a thing you would just electively do?
Yeah, so there, now that I know what it is, there are certain exercises I can do to kind of alleviate it. It won't go away, but it can become manageable. If it ever gets super bad, there is surgery that can be done, but depending on how long it's been ongoing, like, they won't get all the scar tissue that builds up around it necessarily. Yeah. So they can alleviate the pressure, but that's probably it. Yeah, it's a thing. It's like a... It's more common in women, but it's a thing that anyone can get, especially if there's, like, repetitive motion type stuff. And as a drummer, that's probably what it did it to me. There are a couple of, I think, relatively notable drummers that have gotten in and had to retire after a certain point. But, yeah. While it was sort of dispiriting to realize that it was a sort of unfixable condition, it was actually just nice to know what it actually was that had been causing that for so long.
Right, yeah, just something that you can then address.
Yeah.
Figure out ways to mitigate it. That's got to be at least somewhat relieving.
It is. And it's one of those things where, like, you know, sometimes just icing my shoulder or my neck or, you know, putting a heat pad or something tends to fix it relatively quickly.
TMJ has been acting up a bit lately.
So one of the other side effects of that is I have started having, like, real bad lockups on my left side as part of that. But, yeah, that shit's a bitch.
Yeah. Like, it hasn't bothered me in years, other than, like, maybe, like, around a weather change or something, my jaw will feel weird or, you know. Or, like, you know, hey, like, for a week out of the year, it'll be a little troublesome, but then it's fine. But, yeah, I don't know, like, the last month or so, it's been... like, some of it's stress.
Right. I tend to find that when I'm playing games, and if I'm especially focused, my jaw will clench.
Definitely. Yeah, that's a big part of it for me, I'm sure, is like I'm just like fucking tensed up, locked up. Like, you get, yeah, like, you know, play a game for 8 hours straight and stuff like that. Like, for me, it's like, there's jaw, shoulders, arm, hands. All right. of those go rigid in a way that they definitely probably shouldn't be for that many hours in a row.
Yeah.
But I am fine with the exception of TMJ. But
right.
Like, yeah, lately. So I've been going to the dentist a lot lately. I had not been to a dentist in about 9 years.
Yeah.
And so I have a handful of cavities and some other, like, all things considered, super minor things to get addressed. And going 2 hours with my mouth forced open, I think, has exacerbated that TMJ,
yeah,
like, a lot.
I bet.
And it'll all calm down, I'm sure, over the next month, but it's just fucked. Let the blues go, the snake show, my
God, yeah, that jaw stuff is the worst.
Yeah.
Because you sort of have to, like, consciously try to relax your jaw, but that's, like, not actually a comfortable position.
Nope.
And so that's the thing, actually, with the thoracic outlet thing, is that if I hold my arm up for more than a few minutes, it gets real fatigued real fast.
Hmm.
So there are times when I'll just, like, have it up on a table or something, and it'll start getting, like, real uncomfortable, and I'll just literally have to droop my arm at my side for a while.
Huh. Yeah.
And then there are days where I don't feel anything. I guess it's fine.
Right, yeah. Yeah, for me, like, TMJ mostly just means that, like, my left side of my jaw pops every time I open and close my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't hurt. And I've gotten used to it, so it's not awkward and spooky the way it was when
right.
it first started happening. Though the audible pops are sometimes a bit much.
Oh yeah, that's just scary.
For other people in quiet circumstances.
Yeah, the tension I get in my neck sometimes from that leads to me tilting my head to this side and a very loud pop emanating from my neck, which people think, oh God, are you okay? And it's like, yeah, it's fine. Like, it doesn't actually even hurt or anything.
Right.
It's just
yeah.
loud.
Yeah. My knees have cracked since I was like in my early 20s, I think.
Yeah.
When I like squat and stuff like that.
Is it just like lack of cartilage or?
I don't know. Never hurt, so I never saw anybody about it or anything. They just crack and I'm like, okay, well.
Yeah, I mean, that on its own is not a problem. It's when there's pain associated with that,
yeah,
and that becomes a real fucking nightmare.
Yeah. And sometimes people are like, whoa! Okay. What? Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I guess that's loud. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to reconcile the ways in which your body is broken that you are used to against how people sort of react to it when
right.
it breaks in front of them. Bodies are dumb. Put me in a damn robot.
The mind is software.
Make me the next Samuel Hayden. I'm sorry, what did you tell her? Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This traffic is still happening.
Sure is. Trying to figure out what's going on here.
Probably should have gotten off here. What you call it?
But what you told him? Graduated from the fabricated sabotage. Conversating with a lady going level crazy. She built a good and showed him how to cut you off. Oh, you're greedy in Tahiti, I can see you flow. I said, hey, girl, you got to sell the whip you tied on. I see how she react when you're no longer in your people. Cause she found out that the Bentley wasn't really rich. Can you sell a kilo, help a nigga move a kilo? Oh, you want the private jet to touch it at the Rio? Take the name out from feeling nigga from making moolah. Oh, you gold digging, digging, graveyard loser. Ain't none of my cause American, king cause of Buddha. Let's have a heart-to-heart, drink wine, make art. Backseat of the Benzo, the AMG. Can't you love the dog, it's all make-believe. For a fantasy, I see through it easily. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. And I don't want no bitch who need that, I got a friend, I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb, ho. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb, ho. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb, ho. And I don't need no bitch who need that kind of nigga's brown, ho. I told the girl I'm about to sell the Porsche, I'm tired of it. She go and told these folks I'm going broke, it's about four. From my lips, cause if I'm broke, it's only harder. Broken records from broken English, that's all it.
There's gotta be an accident or something up here, right? Like, why else would there be?
Yeah, there must be.
Traffic at this stage.
Shit come back up like some acid reflux. Or Michael Jackson jacket with some plastic zippers. I was zipping through the city and I don't give a fuck. 1994 Toyota Land Cruiser because that bitch ain't never broke down on me. Why would I do that to her? Symbolism, symbolism. I'll pull a better plug. And might not never buy a new car again if I can help it. Cause if I buy one, then who says 10? And what I'm left with? Throw a nigga one on the scrim. Then we might can talk. Till then, I will ride my fucking bike or walk. Yeah. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bitch. And I don't want no bitch who can die, I got a friend, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bro. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bro. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man, bro. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga's brand, bro.
I told the girl, tell the truth. Say she the realest bitch I ever met. And show me some proof. This girl be dropping these lines. This girl be making shit up. She don't wanna stand in my line. She trying to come to the front.
Yeah, she love our country, but hate American cause. For the shape of them, he'll have you know all of it, bitch, is foreign. If yellow seem to be the color in fashion, what happens to all of this good black pussy?
Oh, okay. Someone's swerving. I see some lights somewhere up here. First rain in a little while, so
yeah. Can't be in this lane anymore.
Okay. Good to know.
Real dope killers for real.
Yes, it does appear some shit has gone down. This is on the Trackmania Turbo soundtrack.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that car's all fucked up.
Okay.
A couple of those cars are all fucked up.
Yeah. apparently Uffy is working on a new record.
What?
There was an interview with Uffy earlier this year where it kind of detailed what the fuck happened to Uffy.
That would have been my first question.
Yeah, I mean, they answer it. And then, yeah, she's working on a record.
Well, all right. I find that weirdly encouraging.
Yeah. I guess I kind of do, too.
Like, why not? Why not a new Uffy album?
Yeah. Maybe that's what we need. Snap the world out of its funk.
Maybe that's the salve to put on the fucking deeply irritated body of the world.
Yeah.
Man, alright, that's a name I had not thought of in a great deal of time.
There's a... I think it came out this year. There's a Mr. Oizo album that's pretty good.
Ooh, I should check that out.
And then there was one that he had put out that I just happened to completely fucking slept on from a couple years ago that's also good.
I'm glad to know Mr. Oizo's still out there.
Yeah.
Is Flat Eric still out there?
We can only hope.
I think I still have.
Actually, I think
flyer.
The album cover has some kind of drawing slash design of Flat Eric.
Cool.
Now that I think about it,
I still have my stuffed Flat Eric.
That's awesome. I should have got one of those. How did you get that? I don't remember.
They sold them for a while.
Yeah.
Through his website, I think, or it might have been through because it was like a Gene. There was a promotion
right,
they did that through.
Yes, there was a set of Gene commercials. That...
So I think the Gene company was selling those.
Okay. I don't know why I didn't buy one of those.
I mean, it's a stuffed animal, you know. I understand why you wouldn't necessarily be hot to have one.
I don't know, man.
I'm not saying you didn't make a mistake. I'm saying I understand why you made that mistake.
Last Dre album much?
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know that it necessarily stuck super hard with me, but I enjoyed what I heard of it.
I think King Mez is finally going to put an album out next year.
Oh, okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are like 4 or 5 songs on that album I really like.
I really liked it as a complete work and found it harder to break up into individual tracks. Like, there's stuff on there that I do like, but I think I primarily liked it start to finish.
Yeah.
As a thing. Like, it smooths out the low points pretty well, I think, that way.
Rainy night.
need you to have my.
It was like actually a pretty decent year for music, wasn't it?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot, but I feel like what hit for me hit really well. It didn't like necessarily a great volume of great stuff.
I feel like there was maybe a little more like new hip hop albums that I was into than most years. I guess I have to look. I don't know. Like, honestly, it's so much blurs together at this point. Like, I'm sure I remember when stuff came out. Is that Dre album this year? That was this summer, right?
Oh, God. Was it?
Was it last summer?
I have it in my phone. I will solve this mystery.
This year feels like 4 years worth of shit happened in it, so... It's kind of hard to parse out.
Yes, Compton was a 2015 work.
Some of my favorite gunshot percussion in recent years.
It's pretty good. All right, with that, we're here. We're done.
See ya.
See y'all later.
See you tomorrow.